That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's really easy. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. I can't. I almost went back and forth if I should even bring this up because it's so ridiculous. But the fact that people believe it is just...
What's up?
If you think that cocaine is going to be the cure for the coronavirus... That's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. I have not heard anything in relation to what it is that you are talking about. So you are going to have to explain because that was very unexpected.
In France, someone literally photoshopped fake graphs and stats with like a breaking news headline.
Okay.
It went completely viral.
Yeah.
And it was also retweeted by a lot of like prominent influencers,
right? Okay.
So much so that the French government had to issue a statement.
Okay.
And the French government said, no, cocaine does not protect against COVID-19, the tweet reads in French.
So this was the graph that they put out, was the percentages that said cocaine would solve the problem.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
It is an addictive drug that causes serious side effects and is harmful to a person's health. Thank you. Can you imagine that the French government, with everything they have to deal with right now, also has to put this out because there's somebody out there that thought this was funny, created it. But then there were legions of people, that believed it.
I guess they wanted to go out on a high note, I guess. I mean, if you've got a COVID, isn't your nose stuffed? I don't understand how this would work. You know what? I don't want to even get into the details. It doesn't work, all right? Let that be a lesson to you kids and grown-ups too, all right?
It's not going to work.
You have better luck with a dental procedure.
That's all I need to know about you. Oh, my gosh.
If you're crying over the Bachelor finale today and you are a grown person,
you better
not
do spoilers because I don't feel like dealing with those emails.
If you are an adult and you are crying over the Bachelor finale this morning, that's all I need to know about you. Listen, if you're 15 and you're love struck, okay, or if you just got dumped at the age of 21, then that's one thing, all right?
But Raven,
and you're sitting there with your cat and you're watching the show, that's one thing. But if you are an adult and you are crying today, that's all I need to know about you.
We cannot do spoilers because I get so much hate mail. I can't deal with it every time this happens.
It's a big show. There's no denying.
But I will tell you this. Raven and I do not watch The Bachelor. I have a lot of friends that are religious. I have one of
They're completely engrossed.
Yes. She will text me every day. She'll be like, I can't wait to go home, put on my pajamas, sit in bed, and watch The Bachelor. It is her therapy.
Well,
it's what she does.
If she's crying this morning, that's all I need to know about her.
1-800-330-9999. If you want to fill in the blank, all you have to do is call. And blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Ann Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
If you have a mask on to protect yourself from the coronavirus and you have it down from your nose and up from your mouth and it's not covering anything, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, maybe they just think it looks good.
Right.
Yeah.
You got one like when you got a bandana around your face and you pull it down.
Yeah, it's like a trend. It's like a trend now. Everybody wants to have a mask.
The mask is the scarf. You only put it on when you hear somebody cough. Right. After they've coughed on you. Right.
I'm telling you right now, unless you have coronavirus, I am not taking you seriously if you wear a mask. I'm not. Just saying.
Me either. Right. I feel the same way, Anna.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
Thanks for the call. I'm going to stick with Gwyneth Paltrow. Clearly.
Selling smartest. $80 face masks.
Oh, I mean, 80 bucks? You got to mark them.
It's a big week. Your wife had her birthday this past Monday, and my daughter Hayden has her birthday on Friday.
Oh, happy birthday, Hayden.
Yeah, Tiana and Raven.
Yeah, it was an exciting time, obviously, celebrating my wife's birthday this weekend here. She just got back from her girls' trip. It was a good time. But something very, very strange happened at the birthday party. I guess I shouldn't have been shocked, but it was weird.
What happened?
and I want to give full credit to my grandmother-in-law. She's a very sweet lady. She helped me watch the dogs along with my mother over the past week. Thursday, we discussed getting a cake for my wife, and it was kind of a surprise, people coming over. So she's like, I'm going to get the cake. And I was like, great, thank you. I appreciate the help. Busy week, whatever, right? Thought nothing else of it. She's been getting cakes for Alicia her whole life. Everybody comes over on Sunday. We pull out the cake, go to light the candles, and then I notice that the cake is actually signed by her grandparents.
What do you mean, with like a Sharpie?
It says, happy birthday, Alicia. Love, Mun, and Pop. There's 12 other people at the place. it was so odd.
You mean like in the frosting? Like
it was in the frosting. And what's crazier is not only was it in the frosting, it was the exact same size as Alicia's name. So it's not like somebody makes a painting and then signs their signature on the corner of it like it's a piece of artwork.
Right.
No, no, no. It was like a personalized note or letter, and it was all the same font size, if that makes any sense. And I've never seen anything like that before in my life. And it's not like her grandmother put the frosting on. They actually asked somebody at a store to add that for them.
To write that. Happy birthday, Alicia. Love, Mun.
Love, Mun and Pop.
By the way,
Mun, thank you for bringing the cake. It was delicious.
But did they... was that the gift?
This cake is only from us. I don't know. Like, I mean, because they brought a card. They brought a gift also.
But maybe they wanted to make sure that she knew that the cake was the gift, and that she bought the cake, so they signed it like you would sign a card.
But why would you bring a gift on top of it? It was just so confusing to me.
Maybe people do that and we just don't know. You're supposed to sign your cake?
I told you, Mun is kind of a unique one. I went to like her 65th birthday or something like that, and there was 100 people there. It was at a hall. We're talking about a big party. And she sat down and opened every single card and gift in front of everybody, which, by the way, is just odd to me when there's a ton of people. Like, take them home.
I think after the age of 5, you probably stopped doing that.
But she would read the personalized card to everybody. I'm not talking about just what the card said, what they had written. And then she'd be like, oh, it's a $50 gift card to Olive Garden.
Maybe that's what we should start doing from now on. You know, we always say that's just for the small children to open the gifts at birthday parties.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
From now on, like every time you have like any kind of gathering where there's gifts involved, you just open it and you just announce to everybody what we got. Look, Stop and Shop $20.
And if you bring the pastry, you better make sure that you sign it.
Can you sign a spoiled dough? I don't know if you can, but if you can, we should try.
I don't know.
A lot of terminology being thrown out there about the coronavirus. So we figured we should have a coronavirus dictionary with our friend Alexa. It's
Sounds
Anna
good.
Raven.
You know, every time one of these big things happens now in the world, and it seems like they just invent words, whether it's weather or, you know, virus or whatever, they just invent stuff.
When I heard the word pandemic, I just thought people were confused and accidentally merging the words plague and epidemic. Not that I know what either of them mean, but I don't think that's right.
Pandemic is the rash you get on your knees when you drag them on the carpet too much.
Oh.
That's what that is.
That's Alexa. Oh, hold on. What's happening?
Pandemic. A pandemic is an epidemic of disease that has spread across a large region.
Oh, I think we were both wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds more serious when she says
when
it.
When she says it, it sounds legit. Social distancing. This is one we've been hearing a lot. I thought social distancing was just staying off social media. You know how people just give up Facebook for Lent?
Right. Social distancing, if I'm not mistaken, is when you have a spouse, but then you also have a boyfriend or girlfriend, and everybody's cool with it. You could have multiple ones. Sometimes you live together. It's like a cult. You churn your own butter. Raise
what?
Each other's children together. That's social distancing.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah.
Social distancing is a term applied to certain non-pharmaceutical infection control actions that are taken by public health officials to stop or slow down the spread of a highly contagious disease.
Oh, wow. That seems to make a little more sense.
Yeah, it's longer.
Right.
I fell asleep halfway through it, but if you say it's not the same, then okay, I guess it's not the same.
I keep hearing this one, abundance of caution. I read a community college's press release last night about closing their campus and, you know, classes going online.
Sure.
They used the word abundance of caution 6 times in that press release.
It's a lot of times there. Abundance of caution, if I'm right, is when they check your roller coaster seat, you know, because the attendant just walks by, clicks it real quick, and you're like, is this really going to hold me in? That's abundance of caution.
Abundance of caution. The phrase abundance of caution, like zero tolerance, is a warning that the speaker is incapable of thought and will never accept personal responsibility.
Okay.
What?
It just sounds like they ducked out. Like they're saying it to cover their butt.
No, they're saying that so they don't get sued. That's exactly what they're saying.
Right.
Self-quarantine. Man, we've heard so much of this. To me, self-quarantine is when you tell your friends you're going to go out on Friday night, but you have every plans of like backing out last minute, staying home and watching Netflix.
It's the same one. Netflix and chill. Same.
Yeah. Yep.
Self-quarantine. A quarantine is a restriction on the movement of people and goods, which is intended to prevent the spread of disease or pests.
Oh.
Okay.
Pests.
Well, all right. Man.
And the last word that everyone keeps talking about that I've never heard of before this was Wuhan. Which I immediately thought was like a modern-day Wu-Tang Clan.
Right.
Like just like the new version of them.
I believe it's unearthed tapes from Old Dirty.
Oh,
who's been passed for a few years, but now they're going to release a new album. They got some new Old Dirty on there. That's Wuhan.
Yeah.
Wuhan is a city in the province of Hubei in south-central China.
Oh, so there's no Wu-Tang Clan at all involved.
If I'm not mistaken, I think there might be over there too.
But Wu-Tang!
It's worldwide.
Right.
It's worldwide.
I'm not canceling and I'm not buying into the hype, and I don't care if you think that makes me crazy.
I'm telling you right now, this is like throwing a kid's party in the middle of a chem lab, all right, where coronavirus is just hanging out and partying, doing the backstroke really in your entree.
It's Anna and Raven. If you listen to the show with any regularity, Raven is pretty much convinced that coronavirus will eventually take over the world.
No, that is not at all. Don't you make me a paranoid person. I'm a prepper side, and you are on the other side. Let's put it that way.
Raven's had face masks before face masks were a thing.
That's right. That's right. I had a bunker before there was one, before anybody thought they needed one.
Weekend is my daughter Hayden's 11th birthday. Friday is a real birthday. We're going to go out just, my husband, I, and my daughter. It's also our wedding anniversary. And then Saturday, she has a few of her girlfriends and my nieces, and I'm taking them to a fondue restaurant.
Yeah, which
there's seven girls. It's a lot of the family girls. They're all around the same age, and I am not canceling that reservation.
Here's the thing about fondue, all right? Fondue weirds me out no matter what. Everybody I go to with fondue, anybody, has got to be somebody that's been thoroughly vetted, all right? And if you show up with the sniffles at my house, even before this was going on, I'm not going. I'm going to watch if you're washing your hands. I'm going to watch what you're touching. Fondue just says to me, communal something or other, all right? Whether it be a rash or whatever, it reminds me of a swingers party from the 70s.
What?
Strange sag carpet movie. But now you got a bunch of kids which are like, they're carrying these things.
No, they're not. So here's the thing.
Super carriers.
I actually read this incredible, if anything good has come out of the coronavirus, and I read this article last night in the Wall Street Journal, is that for children, they've been relatively unscathed.
Oh.
It really doesn't attack children at all.
Well, what's going to happen is, how many kids are you bringing to this party? How many?
There's seven kids.
Okay, so seven kids are now attacking your immune system because you got to dip your same piece of meat or cheese in the fondue.
Please.
All right? Are you going to dip a pineapple in there?
I'm not going to change it.
Oh, I'm telling you, man.
One of the moms is a PA.
Okay.
She knows more about the medical stuff of this, anything that's going on.
Yeah.
And she didn't even blink twice. And when I mentioned it, she laughed in my face and says, I know you better than that, and you know this better than that.
Yeah, when she shows up with a hairnet and plastic gloves and doesn't put a single piece of dipped pineapple into her mouth, then you'll know that you were incorrect on this one, okay?
Fondue or fun don't.
I'm just telling you. I wouldn't do it, man. Don't tempt fate. They were like Titanic. It's unsinkable.
I'm going. It's the end of it.
Best of luck. I'll never let go, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never let go.
Okay.
And then I let go.
Okay.
And I watch you just float away.
All right.
New Rochelle is a particular problem.
Oh, my gosh. So dark, that press conference with Governor Cuomo yesterday.
The governor using the National Guard to create a one-mile radius around what they call a cluster area.
One of my good girlfriends, Michelle, lives exactly two blocks outside of that quarantine zone. Michelle.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not much.
Hold on,
I'm hearing an echo. Is that normal?
Yeah, it's normal. Just ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's probably coronavirus.
No, it's definitely not coronavirus.
It's probably, I would get tested because you're hearing an echo. That's not normal.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking a minute to talk with us this morning. What do you see outside?
Everything looks normal. Everything looks totally fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be two blocks away from the quarantine zone? Like, do you avoid it? You're not going into it? Like, what happens?
It's pretty crazy. Everybody's getting a little bit frantic. The stores are totally cleaned out. There's no cleaning supplies left. I just went to Stop and Shop yesterday. The whole cleaning aisle is, like, totally cleaned out.
But the same like everywhere else.
No, it is true. It is empty everywhere. Yeah.
It's like the epicenter where you are, though.
Right.
So, like, what are you doing with the kids? Nothing?
Well, we're just basically waiting to hear whether schools are staying open. We're keeping an eye on after school activities. Some things are canceled, some things aren't, depending on where they're located.
So have you seen the National Guard in the areas where basically they're like, okay, you're on that side, you're fine, and over here, you're not coming over here? Have you seen the National Guard in place yet?
We haven't seen them. Supposedly it's supposed to start tomorrow, and they're coming in. Now I'm hearing they're coming in to help start cleaning.
Yeah.
So they're going to be cleaning all the major centers, the temples, the churches, and just, looking after that kind of stuff.
What's scarier, Anna, you think? Cleaners in moon suits or camouflage?
I guess the moon suits, right?
You think so?
Yeah. I think camouflage can kind of be sexy in a lot of ways.
Okay.
On the right soldier.
Even if it's shaped like a moon suit.
Right.
All right.
So, Mish, like, when you, like, think about the fact that they're quarantining this mile, right, and you're literally two blocks from it, does it right. make you wonder, like, why am I safe right here, but they're not safe
exactly.
right there?
Exactly. That's what we've been all talking about. Like, well, why don't they close our schools down if we're only a couple blocks away from the school that is closed down? So we're kind of just all wondering what's safe and what's not. My daughter doesn't even want to buy school lunch because she's afraid she'll get the virus from the cafeteria.
My God, tell her that that doesn't even bother the kids. It's the kids that are, like, not being affected. She's
fine.
Yeah,
tell her it's made up for kids. Totally right. made up. Right. Don't mind the camouflage tent they set up in the middle of your yard for triage. But right, yeah, you guys, you kids, this is fake.
No, but it's more of a precaution that they're doing this and they're kind of, like, quarantining this area. It's not like they're making a bubble. It's not like a dome.
Right. I think people are still allowed to go out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Today and tomorrow
right.
when they get
right.
there.
No, you can go out, Raven.
Yeah. We'll see whether or not that's the same on Saturday.
All right.
Or Sunday.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you calling in while you still have the ability.
Anytime, of course.
Wait, are they going to take away yep. her phone?
Your friend.
They're going to confiscate your cell phone?
Last time we talked to her. That's it.
I would say I'm coming over tomorrow, but we both know that'll never happen.
Nope.
Yep.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us to let us know what they're arguing about, and then you're the judge as to who's right. Eva and Tim. Eva, let's start with you. What's going on?
My daughter is 10 years old, inherited my dark, coarse hair. I think it's time I let her shave her legs. My husband adamantly disagrees, thinks I'm trying to make her grow up too fast.
Tim, is that what you think? Is that your reasoning behind it?
Or are you a hippie?
Yeah. No, I just think it's too soon. You know, I mean, she's 10. I mean, I can't even discern any hair on her legs. Then it's going to go to the armpits. This is a slippery slope. I just think it's too soon. She doesn't need to deal with adult issues yet.
I personally think it's different for every person and their maturity. And I remember being the girl with the dark hairy legs. I went to dance class and things and was embarrassed about it. And I think if I have a mature conversation about how she might be earlier than her friends, but I still think it's time that she could do this and yeah. feel a little bit more confident, you know, especially going into the summer.
Right. No, yeah, 100%. I hear what you're
saying.
Wait,
we've talked about this. Babe, can't she come to it herself? Can't she make that observation herself and then talk to you about it? Or you can at least plant the seed, but let's not push to go with the shave now. I just think it's your experience you're projecting onto her. That's what I've said.
Eva, has she said anything to you about feeling uncomfortable or being ready?
She hasn't said anything to me. I mean, she did ask me about me shaving, like if I use shaving cream. Like, we've talked about it and stuff. So she knows that women do shave. Like, that's not going to be like a shock or anything. But, you know, I noticed it, like, kind of wrestling around with her on the couch the other day, that it was like, it's more prominent than her friends.
Yeah. And a lot of times when a kid is going to come to you and ask you about it at that point, somebody else has already said something. Like, it's already become an issue.
Right. I'm thinking, like, getting ahead of it would prevent her from some embarrassment.
All right. Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Tim, that until she says, Mom, I'm ready to shave my legs, is that okay? Then maybe, Eva, you don't entertain that idea just yet with her, because once you plant that seed, you know she's going to want to. But they may see your side too, Eva, that you're just trying to help her out and get her ready. And if you feel like this is the right time for her, then as a mom, you got to make that call. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah,
I guess.
Great. Give us a call or text 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Eva wants to teach her 10-year-old daughter how to shave her legs, but her husband, Tim, is against it. Says, but she hasn't even brought it up yet. But she's like, I want to get it before it becomes a problem and she gets embarrassed.
Yeah, she remembers when she was a kid, it was a problem for her. And she thinks the hair is getting a little bit coarse and whatnot. I understand you don't want your little girl to grow up, but it's tricky.
What do you think? 10 years old, too young to start shaving your legs? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I totally get the husband's argument. However, if she wants to do this, and as long as she's not hurting herself, I don't see why not. The other thing that she can keep in mind is not to leave any of the hair follicles around. But It doesn't matter if she's a man, a woman, a non-binary person. It's all irrelevant as if this is what she wants. And as long as she's not in danger, I don't see why it should be a problem.
Yeah, he's hear what you're saying,
thank
except
you
for the hair follicle thing. I didn't get that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm going to move forward. I don't think I have time for experimental science in here. But freedom of choice is always important, right? It's your personal hygiene.
Right, but if the child hasn't said anything yet, that's the thing that makes me wonder, should you introduce it? But I say having a conversation, hey, this is what mommy does. When you're ready, come talk to me. I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Eva wants to teach her 10-year-old daughter to start shaving, but her 10-year-old daughter hasn't really said anything about it yet. Tim says she's too young. She hasn't even mentioned it. Why would you bring it up?
Mom was self-conscious when she was young, and her daughter has the same type of leg hair. It's coarse. It's thick. She wants to be in front of us.
Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999.
I'm on his side. I think the child, she's prepubescent. Growing up sucks, and it's embarrassing. She has to come to her own terms about her own legs.
You want her to be embarrassed? Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the mom's side. My daughter got her period at 10. Gotta be there for them and let them know what's going
to
be happening.
I had to watch the puberty video because they're going to be watching it in school, so they sent it home so we could preview it on YouTube. Glad I watched it with her first because there's a lot of questions that they have. And I think that it's important to be able to have these conversations before that starts.
And so, Anna learned a few things, too.
I did. It was really eye-opening. I don't understand why they make the boys and the girls watch together, I'll be honest.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I am definitely on his side. This is very disturbing. It's almost like she's embarrassed about her daughter's hair on her leg, and the daughter doesn't really care at this point. So definitely his side.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Eva, our audience agreed with you. Tim, you're going to have to trust your wife's judgment on this. If she feels like this is the right time, then let Eva have the conversation with your daughter.
Okay, I just fear that she kind of gave her a complex about this, but I guess the majority has spoken.
I think that she's mature and she can handle it.
All it takes is one misplaced chant from five kids out of a John Hughes movie, and then she's scarred for life with it. I think you're better to have that conversation up front.
Okay, yeah.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Know your pop culture, beat Raven, and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Derek.
Hi, Derek. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Derek.
Okay, Derek. Raven's coming off a loss yesterday, so, you know, he's out to win. I need the best from you. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back into the studio and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven, but if you can beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, Coachella has been postponed. What pop star with songs like Seven Rings and Thank You Next headlined last year?
Ariana Grande.
Number two, two Love is Blind contestants admitted to knowing each other and being friends for 10 years before the dating show. What streaming service will you find Love is Blind?
Hulu.
Number three, Billie Eilish stripped off her baggy clothes to make a point about body shaming. Her brother is also her co-writer, producer, and Grammy winner. What's his first name?
Finian.
Number four, Chrissy Teigen has come out against Girl Scout cookies, says they're gross. What cookie is round, mint-flavored, and has a chocolate coating? What Girl Scout cookie, I should say?
Thin Mint.
And number five, the Bachelor finale was last night. No spoilers, but who was the Bachelor?
Who was, like, that? The Bachelor?
Yeah, who's the Bachelor?
I have no idea.
All right, Derek. Not so bad. Let me bring Raven back in. I don't think he'll know that one either, to be honest. Okay.
Perfect.
Derek got 3 out of 5.
That's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Coachella has been postponed. What pop star with songs like Seven Rings and Thank You Next headline last year?
It's Ariana Grande.
That is correct. Number two, two Love is Blind contestants admitted to knowing each other and being friends for 10 years before the dating show even started.
Oh, okay.
What streaming service will you find Love is Blind?
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
Netflix is correct. Number three, Billie Eilish stripped off her baggy clothes to make a point about body shaming. Her brother is also her co-writer, producer, and Grammy winner. What's his first name?
Oh gosh, it's weird. And I can Phineas. Is it Phineas?
Yeah, Phineas. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Oh man, I got lucky on that.
I thought he was.
Yeah, that's an easy one to forget.
I mean, you know who he is, but you might not know the name if you're not thinking about it, you know?
Number four, Chrissy Teigen has come out against Girl Scout cookies. She says she's happy to support the Girl Scouts, but the cookies are gross. And I'll be honest with her, I agree. All right.
What?
Yeah, there's...
The cookies are good, man. They're vastly overpriced, if anything, but I mean... Well, that's why it's charity.
What cookie? It's
for
what
Girl Scouts.
Yeah, what Girl Scout cookie is round, mint flavored, and has a chocolate coating?
Thin Mints.
That's correct.
I mean, you got me spun. Yeah, I mean, confused there, man.
And
it's
number
like a
five.
Trick question.
The Bachelor finale was last night. No spoilers. But what was the Bachelor's name?
Peter Weber.
Peter Weber is correct. I didn't think you would know that, but you probably searched it because you knew this was going to happen
today. Bachelor's big, man.
Yeah.
Had to stay on top of it. Had to be ready today, get things right. And that's why I got 5 for 5.
Rangers were on last night. Rangers were on.
Oh, is that your excuse?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm being honest, I didn't watch either.
Derek, he beat you 5-3 this morning.
Well, my name's Derek and I can't beat Ray.
But you do get your own Anna and Raven t-shirt. Hold on, we're going to send it to you, okay?
It's a nice shirt.
Another shot for you to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning. But you can get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's in the 5 o'clock hour today. I don't know if you should have gotten involved or not. I'll be honest with you.
I felt conflicted, I have to tell you.
What happened? It's Anna and Raven.
Well, it was an absolutely gorgeous day on Sunday, as everybody knows. And so that means field trip to the dog park, Anna Zapp. Actually, there was a bunch of people there, which is, you know, this dog park, there's usually not a bunch of people there. It's not the biggest park, but there was a lot of people. And so there's a lot of cars. Gentleman goes to leave, backs his black Mercedes right into a younger guy's brand new truck. I mean, nice car the older guy's driving, brand new truck that the younger guy's driving.
Okay.
And the younger guy had just walked out to go get in his truck. So he's got his daughters with him. It's just him and his two dogs on top of it. And the older guy gets out of the car and proceeds to try and talk him out of, you know, calling the cops or exchanging insurance or anything like that. And I'm telling you, like, this was a brand new F-150. Really nice truck. And
so how do you get involved in this?
Well, you know, it's like you're listening to half of it or whatever, and the guy's like, you know, I don't know, it's a brand new vehicle, you know, it doesn't look bad or anything like that. I'm sure it's no big deal, but we should get the information. And the older guy's just like, oh, you know, this, that, whatever. You know, he's like rubbing on it. The old guy thing is always to lick their thumb and rub on the scratches.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's supposed to do. Oh, it's just
it dust. Just comes off.
Right.
And you bump right out. Yes,
oh,
no, I know.
Right out. And meanwhile, you know, the younger guy's mud flap is hanging off, and his daughters are going, Daddy, you know, like they're
but
nervous.
But why would you get involved? I mean, he's a grown man, clearly, if he has two daughters. So why would you get involved in the situation?
It's like if I saw you trying to load your groceries in your car, and you were holding the cart in a high wind and had a kid on your hip and another one trying to run away off one of them leash things or whatever. Just like you could use a hand.
So you're going to get involved and do what?
Well, I'm listening to this conversation over the fence and I'm thinking to myself, no, you know what? Listen, it's okay that you're sorry and there's no reason for anybody to be angry, but definitely take the insurance information. Don't take this excuse or whatever for that moment, but I'm caught in that moment of do I get involved? And if I get involved, am I just the nosy guy who's assuming that I'm hearing all the parts of this conversation correctly? Or do I just let it go? Well, let everybody around me be stupid.
This happened with my husband not too long ago. He was bringing Hayden, my older one, to school in the morning.
Right.
And he got rear-ended. And the guy, same thing, was trying to convince him, don't call the cops. Like, we'll do it privately.
Right, yeah, right.
My husband wasn't handling that. But my husband's a grown man. He can make decisions on his own. Don't you think this person could have? Why you got to get involved?
I'm curious as to hear what people would think about this and whether or not they should get involved in a conversation like that.
1-800-330-9999. Would you have gotten involved? We're going to find out what Raven did coming up next.
Sunday at the dog park, I found myself in the middle of a moral conundrum, Anna Zapp.
It's Anna and Raven. I don't think you should get involved, but go ahead, explain what happened.
So it's a nice day out, and for once, the dog park was actually packed at this one. And this is one of the smaller dog parks that we go to. So parking lot's small, right? It's tight. A lot of cars there. Guy who was at the park with his dog, Ghost, gets in his nice Mercedes, backs up right into another guy's brand new truck. I'm telling you, the truck was so shiny, it looked like it was like purchased like a week or two ago or whatever. That's another guy at the park, obviously. He walks out with his two kids. He's in his, like, 20s. The kids are climbing all over him. Dad, what happened? Blah, blah, blah. He's got two dogs. He's putting them in the car. And the old guy is taking advantage of him, trying to get him to just, oh, we'll handle it ourselves. Here's my phone number or whatever. You don't need to call insurance.
And Raven wants to get involved in this situation because he's listening to the whole thing.
Brand new truck, man.
You have two grown men. Granted, the other one is younger, but they're grown men. They can make their own decisions, don't you think?
This guy is, I feel like, trying to take advantage of him. And it always sounds like you want to do the nice thing when you're face-to-face. It's hard to say no to somebody when they're in your face.
I have no problem. No problem whatsoever.
Well, that's reality for you. But again, these things get pretty expensive. I was stuck in the middle, man. I didn't know what to do.
1-800-330-9999. Would you have gotten involved? It's Anna and Raven.
I think I would have gotten involved, too, definitely. I feel like sometimes when we're in public, you know, when something happens to us, we have a moment of we need a little help. And if it would have been my son or daughter, I would appreciate that you got involved and hopefully helped the situation.
So, yeah, I should have hopped that fence, got right in that old dude's face.
Anna and Raven, what do you think he should have done?
Oh, I think definitely get the insurance information, definitely get a police report. I'm an auto damage adjuster that's my job, and I got to tell you, I know that a little bit of damage to the untrained eye could actually be very expensive for repair. So
here's the thing I'm thinking, too, is that the older guy backs into, listen, you're an older guy. You got a nice car, but he wasn't 70. He was like a grown man. So if you're not paying attention when you're backing up into this huge vehicle that's behind you, then did he pay attention when he paid his insurance bill at all? Like, he might not even have insurance.
But why are you the one that has to get involved in that?
Because the guy's in his, like, he's 20-something. He doesn't know. He hasn't been in the situation before. Kids whining, Daddy, I want ice cream. Luckily, I didn't need to be a parking lot superhero in this case.
Santa and Raven, what do you think Raven should have done?
Oh, absolutely get involved. Definitely. You know what? The guy wasn't thinking clearly because his two kids wanted to get out of there, but I would definitely have gotten involved. Too many times those old people, they just try to get out of it. It happened to me. It happened to my ex-wife. It just happens all the time.
I didn't end up getting involved, but, you know, luckily I saw that the younger guy kind of then asserted himself. Once he had the kids buckled in the car and the dogs all set, he just basically turned around and was like, yeah, give me the stuff, man. And the old guy at that point gave it up. But
see, I have a rule where anytime I get hit, which I've been hit from behind like four times, before I even get out of the car, I call the cops. So by the time I get out of the car, the cops are already on their way.
They're on their way.
So then it's no conversation. It's already been done.
You don't have to feel bad.
Right.
Well, that's smart.